We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Now, this word blessed, you read so many times in the Bible, in the book of Psalms especially, it means happy. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. It means happy is a man. Happy is a man. You know, people say we have a right to happiness. We have a right to happiness. Well, have you a right to happiness? If you have a right to happiness, you have happiness. Every man who has a right to happiness is happy. No man has a right to happiness. It isn't in contact with God because he's the only one that can bring happiness. He's the only one who can bring contentment. There's no happy man who isn't properly related to God. I've said so many times in one of my favorite sermons I've preached for a great many years that everything in its proper place is happy or satisfied or contented. God made the fish for the water and the bird for the air. The fish in the water is playful. He sometimes has to get out of the way of other fish, but he plays around the water. That's where the fish belongs, you know. Because that's where God made the fish to be. He made the fish for the water and the water for the fish. Now, the bird in the air was never made for the water. So the bird flies through the air singing. Take the bird and put the bird in the water, the bird's out of his place. Birds don't belong in the water, except ducks. They don't belong to stay under the water. They swim around there, but they don't live under the water. And the bird in the air is at home. What's more beautiful than a bird flying through the air? Seems to be happy and contented. Once in a while lights on a limb and sings a sweet song of praise and thanksgiving. Why does a bird do that? Because the bird's at home in the air. It's where the bird belongs. That's what God made a bird to do. Gave a bird wings with which to fly and a song to sing. As long as the bird stays in his place, where God meant for the bird to be, the bird's at home. Take the bird and put the bird in the water, bird dies in agony. Fish out in the water, ever see a fish struggle to get where he belongs? Out on the ground, just struggling, oh, if I could be back where I ought to be. Now, you have no right to happiness unless where you ought to be. And you are not happy. I've never found a happy sinner. I've found hilarious sinners. I've found sinners that were hooping things up. I've seen many, many thousands of sinners trying to be happy, but I never found a happy one. I have wondered many times at the grace of God in the lives of God's people that could be happy under the most terrible circumstances. Happiness is not something, as I've said so many times, that you find when you're looking for it. It's something that you stumble over on the road of God's will and purpose for your life. I've never known a person that didn't somehow or other, somewhere, come into an experience of contentment and restfulness if that person was in line with the will of God. That always happens so. So if you're entitled to happiness, you have happiness. All you have to do is to get the right to relate to God. Paul said, I'm contented wherever I am, whatever circumstances. And think of the circumstances through which he had to pass. I think I told you one time about that woman I saw in that refugee camp over in the suburbs of Athens after World War I. This woman was a Christian woman I knew when I looked at her. Now, we were sending money away to help them, and out there in the suburbs of the city, they had those Near East relief people receiving relief, those people that had been uprooted because of the cruelty of war. And I went through that camp, and there they were, hundreds of them. And we were looking at them, and I looked at their poverty, living in tents, and the dirt, and it was such a dirty place, I thought, too. But I saw one woman that had a light in her eye you never saw on land or sea. I never shall forget how she looked. And I looked at her. She bowed and smiled at my wife and me, and then Bob was a little fella, at least just a boy, and we bowed and smiled. And something told me to ask her if she's a Christian, just take chance on her being able to speak English. And I said, as I touched my heart, Christian? She said, Christian, only English word she knew. She wanted to tell me that she was a Christian. I tried to talk to her. That's the only way. She just kept saying, Christian, Christian, Christian. See, she had something. Now, you can have something. You can have something, too. You discontented, unhappy, restless man or woman, tossed hither and thither by the waves on the sea of life, driven by the winds and the storms of circumstances, all bedraggled of soul, you can be a contented, happy, satisfied person. All you have to do is to move into the realm where you belong. You know, I've told you before that hell was never made for man. The Bible says hell was made for the devil and his angels. Hell wasn't made for you. If you go to hell, you'll be an intruder. That's not where you belong. God made man for his glory. Now, when a man gets to heaven, he's where he's supposed to be. That's where he ought to be. And that's the only place where there's complete happiness. Because man has reached the state where he's supposed to be. But on the way there, on your journey home to the city of life, as you go down the road of life, you can be happy and restful. Doesn't mean you won't have pains. Doesn't mean you won't have adversities. It doesn't mean that you won't have circumstances that are serious. It doesn't mean that at all. You will have circumstances. You will have troubles. If you live godly, you'll suffer persecutions. When I was a boy, I used to wonder when I'd read of the martyrs, how women, timid women, shrinking girls, could go out and let the lions eat them. How could they stand it? But they did stand it. And they went out victorious Christians to die for the Lord Jesus Christ. Happy is a man. Now, what does he say? Blessed are the undefiled. Happy are those who are undefiled. In the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Now, there are two things to notice. First, you've got to be undefiled. That means you've got to be right. You can't do right till you first get right. You know, the religion of the Old Testament is the same as the religion of the New Testament. A man in the Old Testament who was right, who did right, had to be right. That's a principle that never changes. That's so in the New Testament. You can't be a Christian till you are a Christian. To be a Christian, you have to first be a Christian. To live a Christian life, you have to have a Christian heart. You can't be religious without religion. Can't be a Christian without Christ. You have to have an experience. The beginning of the thing, the very beginning, is to get right. That's the first step. Undefiled. Now, that's where you start. Sins are forgiven. Hearts cleansed. Sounds like the gospel in the Psalms, doesn't it? Blessed is a man, or blessed are the undefiled in the way. See? Now, listen, that's fine. Eh? But that's not enough. You can get a clean heart, a pure heart, but you've got to have the right kind of walk. You've got to be able, then, to do the right thing. You have to get right in order to do what's right. But a man may get right and then not do what's right. You may become a Christian, accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, have your sins forgiven, and neglect your duty. You'll never be happy. You know, I said to somebody one time, and it wasn't original in me. I was quoting the words of another man. I think I've wept more over my shortcomings since I've been a Christian than I ever wept over my sins when I was a little boy in the country before I was converted. I'm talking to people this morning that you're out of fellowship with Christ. How wretched some of you are. You know what it means when he has a good wife and a good husband, and you have your troubles sometimes and get mad with each other and pout with each other. Don't live like a man and wife ought to live. The husband goes uptown all upset, and you at home all day. You're worried to death, both of you. He's upset and you're upset. Fellowship of the home's broken, miserable, wretched. You know what I'm talking about. Out of fellowship. You didn't live like a wife ought to live, a husband ought to live, so there's no happiness, see? You are his wife. He is your husband. But you're not happy because you're not living like a husband and wife ought to live. You who have been born again, who are Christians, if you're not a happy Christian, you're just not living right. Now the psalmist said, happy is the undefiled in the way. have to be clean, have to be right, have to be saved, have to have your sins forgiven, have to have an experience. But that's not enough. You keep the law of God. Now, you don't keep the law of God to be saved. You keep the law of God because you are saved. You are not a good husband to get a wife. You've already got a wife. You're a good husband because you love your wife. And you're good to her. You're a good husband. See? Now, a good Christian is not somebody that does good to get salvation. He gets salvation to do good. See? It's all so simple if you'll just take it. Nothing wrong with the plan. It's perfectly clear. It's perfectly reasonable. By grace are ye saved, the Bible says. By grace. Grace is God's unmerited favor. I can't earn salvation. I can't pay for it. I can't steal it. I have to get this a gift from God because I trust Him and come to Jesus and lean on Him and say, here I am, Jesus. I can't do anything myself. I trust you to save me. And I get saved, see. My sins are washed away. Now here I am in the sight of God with a clean heart on my way home to heaven. But I go along the road, you know, and I begin to drift away a little. You know how it happens. Some of you do know. I know because I have had this experience, I'm sorry to say. And how miserable we get. We are not happy. Not that we haven't been cleansed from our sins in the past, not that. But because we haven't lived up to our privileges. Nothing short of the best that you can do for God will ever be satisfactory to you. Let me say that again. Now you think this over for a moment. Now think it over. Nothing short of your best will ever satisfy you. Now, if anything short of your best doesn't satisfy you, don't you think God Almighty appreciates the best as well as you do? If there's something in your life worrying you, if you're wondering whether you should do a certain thing or not, and it's got you all upset, you can rest assured that God Almighty doesn't like what you're doing. If you are troubled about it, what about a holy God that never looked at sin with the least degree of allowance? He looks at you. What does he think about it? He says, yonder's my child. He's living so it hurts my heart. It's a terrible thing to offend God. Let's take the verse again before we have a word of prayer. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of God. Our Father, we thank thee for forgiving mercy and saving grace. We're thy children. We're not worthy children. We're not always good children. But we're children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. He's our Savior. Now, help us to walk like we ought to walk. To live like we ought to live. To keep thy law. To be true to thee and faithful to thee in everything. Give us thy grace and overcoming power and victory. Thou art all sufficient. We are weak, but thou art strong. Give us our help to be and to do what God would have us be and do. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.